Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Muaz. Muaz is a special guy. Come here, Muaz. You see, you have become the Grand Mufti of South Africa. So, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, today's talk will be based on history. Why must we study history? When a nation does not study history, then they don't have any future. And we study history when we learn the mistakes of the past so that we don't repeat those same mistakes in the future. Second, Almighty Allah informs us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that indeed in these lessons, anecdotes, episodes, they are great, great lessons for people to learn. But who will take the lesson? Only those people who are ulil albab, the people who have true intelligence and intellect. Our Islamic history is unique. You will not find that in any history, any civilization, in any people. Our Islamic history is written in black and white, you know. Is written in black and red. See in Ghazza Mubarak. The black ink of the Ulama-i Rabbani, Ulama-i Haqqani, and the red, red blood of our Shuhada. That is our Islamic history. So my topic, seeing yet we still be a year, is regarding Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, Madina, Munawwara. Briefly, I want to explain to you, brothers and sisters, what is inside the Baytullah, what is inside Masjid Nabawi, the Hujra Mubarakah, what is inside Masjid Al-Aqsa, because these are places very, very few people. We perform Hajj 5 times, 10 times, but from the millions and millions, only 100-200 people enter really. So it's only Allah's favor, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. It was in the year 2011. Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel Rahimullah was alive. Tawsir Muhammad Yunus Patel Tawazu, he's, you know, humility. I'm his junior, obviously. So I was staying in Hilton Hotel in Medina Munawwara. He came on 3 different occasions to look for me. Then somebody told me, Hazrat Maulana is looking for you, so we bumped into one another. And that was the day I was leaving for Makkah or the next day. So I felt so ashamed, you know. So I told him, Maulana, would you maaf kijega? He said, no, it's alright. So anyway, why I'm telling that, you'll understand. So I went to Makkah Mukarrama. Why I went the trip? Because in Rajab I left South Africa. First Shaban was a Saturday. And I had to enter the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. But it's Friday till Maghrib, I don't have any documentation, anything. You know this, so this, like Cape Town, you know. Cape Town, they call the Mother City. You know why they call Mother City? Everything happens after 9 months, do you understand? All my go, start up. Now you don't understand Afrikaans also. Everything is slow motion, you understand? So, you ask him, where's the food? He said, no, don't worry. You know? No, after 3 hours the food will come. It's like that. Lay it back. You know? Yeah. It's so good like that. After Maghrib, I look at my phone, I see 5-6 missed calls. I say, now something happened. So I phone that number. See, Abdul Qadir, I'm away you. They make you feel guilty, you know. So he said, come here immediately, we're looking for you so long. And I can't tell them anything. So I went there. You don't speak anything, I must enter the Kaaba, you speak about the weather, you speak about this, speak about everything else. So, from Maghrib, after Maghrib till Isha, he kept me there, the Shaykh. He told me, now if I can make for Azan, he said, make dua. So I made dua, I started weeping and crying, Ya Allah, I came to enter the Baytullah, but I don't have anything. So he also, now he felt sorry, he's sitting with my boarding pass in his pocket, you know. So golden card they give you, if anybody went, beautiful. Your name, everything, passport, all is written there, and then all the laws are written there, the guidelines. So it's written, khamsa daqa'iq taqat. When you enter the Baytullah, only 5 minutes. I look to the person. This can't happen. How can you go 5 minutes inside? Long story short, so once I got that, after Isha, I ran to tell my wife, now we're done, inshallah, this night we must make special dua. They told me, next morning, you must come here, one hand, you have your passport, the other hand, you have your boarding pass, basically. I'm just calling it the boarding pass. Bitaqa, bitaqa to dhu. To enter the Kaaba Musharrafa. First Shaban, 2011. So, first all the politicians and diplomats and ambassadors and them. Our turn comes last, but the army is there, you see. So the army is in front, the people at the back, and the guests are going to enter will be between the army and the Baytullah. So how are we ordering mortals now? Our turn comes. So they say, Ta'al, come. So we go. So they take us to Rukne Yamani. So after long, after how many years, then I touch Rukne Yamani. Then I saw there's still one, two guests in front. I said, let me just read two rakat salat. Then I went there to Hajar Aswad. Now when I went 74, 75, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, from Karachi I went, first time 74. Every round we could touch the Hajar Aswad. I went for 6 weeks, my parents came from here, Rahimahullah, they spent 5 weeks. And every round, small crowd, when Ramadan, small crowd. Cut long story short, so now you show them your passport, you show them, right? Then they got steps going inside. Now when you look at Hajar Aswad, they see a lesson all of you must learn. You belong to the early Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you should know this lesson. There's a person called Abu Tahir al-Karamiti. The year is 317 after Hijrah, 317. It's the first day of Hajj, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. This person comes with a Pakka Shia, and what they did, they came, they slaughtered and massacred the Hujjaj of Baytullah, 30,000 of them. If you want details of this, he's one of the greatest scholars of Hadith in Turkey, Sheikh Awama, Hafizahullah, his son-in-law is in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Said Bagdash. When I went to his house, he gave me his books. All of you ulama students, you know Arabic, you should read it. The fada'il and the virtues of Hajar Aswad, he writes all this in detail in the book. So the Sunnis were massacred. Not only that, when they went to Hajar Aswad and they stole it. For 22 years there was no Hajar Aswad by the Baytullah. Who stole it? This Kuffar, Shia, whatever you can call them. So we must be clear on this issue. So the people asked the mashayikh, the ulama, what must we do? He said, never mind, just put your hand there, just touch, inshallah. After 22 years they retrieved it, but the stone was broken, so only 8 pieces. So you Hujjaj of Baytullah, prospect of Hujjaj in the world, don't just kiss anywhere like how you kiss your wife, you know. So just kiss anywhere, I kiss aggressive. You must kiss, you must remember that 8 pearls like, but don't kiss in Ihram. Because in Ihram, you can't touch teeth and perfume and itter. So every day they put in more and more itter. So they just came in. Then, when you enter, the people, there's Muaz, he phoned on the radio. He said, I'm your number one fan. And he said, I want to meet you. You're waiting for me outside. So he said, my name Muaz Jasper. I took him. I said, MashaAllah. So he's a big shot. I asked him, what you want? He said, I want to become biggest mufti of South Africa. Grand mufti. You understand? SubhanAllah. You said, you're becoming Hafiz Muaz. Muaz, how many Jews? You finished. SubhanAllah. I'll put you on the radio then. So you should have told me we should start with you then. What do you say, don't we? So anyway, you must modesty prayer. I asked you one sabuk just now. Read just now, then there is no sabuk. So anyway, you must remember that. So you brothers in Durban, you should know this thing. The people in charge of Zamza, so you called it Sipaya. The word is in the Quran, Aja'altum Sipaya. The people in charge of feeding the Hujjaj, free of charge, no, all that time. So, Rifada. The person in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, so that is, come here, man, you're our part of the world. So, this is our neighbor doing lunch. So, remember the person in charge of the keys of the Kaaba, that portfolio is called Sidana, that is seen. And the person who wears the keys, he's called Sardin. Seen, Alif, Dal, Noon. Here in your South Coast, all that you have your Sardin around. Sultan forget the term, right? Sa'din. So the Sa'din at that time, his name was Abdul Qadir, 2011. Big fat young lady. So everybody is going to meet him, you see. So I said, man, his name Abdul Qadir, my name Abdul Qadir, I'll meet him afterwards, you see. He's not so important now, I must get place inside. But Allah's favor, Allah's mercy, what we did that night, it's all Allah's favor, not nothing to do with us. So I read the Quran Sharif, tell the waving the kulli. So I read 10 surahs left. So I cried to Allah, 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 these last 10 surahs, I want to complete the Quran Sharif, fi jofi ka'ba al-musharrafa, inside the Bayt Allah. You see? So mashallah, as soon as I entered, now you should know the direction of the Baytullah. Where the Hadra Aswad Rukna Yamani is, that is the southern direction. Where the Hatim is, so that is the northern direction. Okay? And where the Golden Door is, that's the eastern direction. And then the other side is the western direction. So when you enter the Kaaba, Musharrafa is the only place in the world that you can face any direction. I can be facing this way, Muhammad Bai can be facing me, another brother facing this way. All directions, wherever you get placed, you just get in. As soon as I get in, I saw a place here, now next to the Golden Door. So, and this place was a nice place. But one favor that Sheikh made, you saw us crying so much. He says, Shaykh Abdul Qadir, a lesson nicely to me. You see on your card, on your bitaqa, it's written 5 minutes only. So you, I know you are doing long, long du'as, and you're very unhappy about the 5 minutes. So you must go into sujood and make du'a for 10, 15 minutes, nobody will stop you. But if you read 2 rakat salat, and you make salam, and you pick up your hands, you got shurta, you got police inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, they make aji, 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 you know how to carry on. They throw you out basically. So that is one tactic, strategy we show that, you see. So I read my 10 surahs, make long, long sajda, get 2 rakats for 15, 16 minutes, you see. So nobody will trouble you, you see. You sajda, salat. So alhamdulillah, so that happened. Now why I mention Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel's name? Now it's obvious, you understand, when you're in sujood, you're inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. You think of people beside your parents, your ustad, your teachers, others. So Hazrat Muftidi Dawalak Sahib came to mind, our honorable teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimaliya, our Maulana Muhammadi knows Hafiz very well. Maulana Yunus Patel's name came in my mind. So like that, so I made dua for them inside the Kaaba, in sujood. Then when I made salam, I saw a gap there on the northern side facing the Hatim. So I went that side, Allah, what should Allah do? Nobody come in. You see? What if Allah was good? You see, if you went in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they used to have these people, khashab, you know khashab, the African brothers, they used to carry all the ma'azuri, all the old people sickly, but then no wheelchairs and scooters and all that. Now they got other one thing there. So what they used to do is, they get these 4 brothers and they carry the bed, you know, and they put them there inside. Now these khashab characters, they don't wait for anybody. They just move. You come in the way, they capsize you. So many times they saw guys, they started salat. So they started their salat. And when these khashab guys came, they never even read Surah Fatiha. They saw khashab coming, Allah Akbar, straight the way they went into ruku. And the khashab went over the head. So like that it was. So anyway, that is things you see there in the Haram, even now these crazy things. So we read the 2 rakat. So another 10 minutes went away there, plus minus. Now I was getting zeebi, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, this is happening. But together Shaykh showed me a nice trick. So then I went to the third world to this temple. Allah, 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 Yaji, Yaji, come, 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 I'll take you out. You see, I said, Alhamdulillah, 25, 26 minutes, Adam and Sabi. What I saw inside the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, is 3 pillars. I didn't look on top, you know, there's other ones. Inside the Kaaba Musharrafa is just white tiles. On the wall is only white tiles. There's MBS, whether you like, dislike, might, worthy to be murtad bin Shaitan. What he did last year, he went inside as though he's the first person to go in. You know what he did? They called it Husnul Kaaba or Husnul Kaaba, both ways you can read. So he took a plug and put the plug there inside the Kaaba. To say he, MBS, came inside the Kaaba and made Husnul there and so forth. As though the king can read it before him, nobody did it, only he did it. See, my brothers are unaware of these things. It was last year he did. Anyway, let me give the story there. Then they have like a big chair there. Now this Sheikh Abdul Qadir, who is the sergeant with the key, he said, and that chair, you need a chair like this, we break the key. You give me 200 kilos, you know. Big fat guy. Right? Then when I was coming out, I had a big king, Sheikh MashaAllah, now when I come out, these people, now the army is going away slowly, slowly. We don't have big shirts, I don't have ordinary mortals left, you understand? So remember that, so now we're coming out, 1, 2, 3. So what happens, these people who are performing tawaf, they're breaking their tawaf. And they come in to kiss us. They say, hum andar to nahi ja sakte hai, aap to andar ko chalo, aap se dosa le le. You know what I'm saying? I say, bhai, you must kiss Hazrat Aswad, but you must kiss me. He say, jane do, main aap hi ko dosa de. He'll kiss you, never mind. They bring their tawaf, and they kiss all of us. All of us who are coming out. You know the ummah, how they behave. I just wanted to share this. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And always to cry, Ya Allah, you bring us to Baytullah once, twice, thrice, four, five times a year. We used to go with Allah, say, Allah's mercy. But I want to go inside Ya Rabb al-Alamin. And it happened, you understand? So this was 2011. But still we make dua, that before all this happened. I said, Ya Allah, you gave me two walls. You gave me the eastern wall and the western wall. The eastern wall and the northern wall. The two others are still there, the southern and the western. So I must go back inside, you know, make some qaza there, you see. Speak to Allah, inshallah. It will happen. We'll speak to Allah to go inside. See, the brothers can't even say, inshallah. Like they're still fasting, they're shawwal fasting. And after Jummah, I'll eat nice atni and biryani. We get started. So where is that in Makkah story? Come to Medina Munawwara. Quick, you must understand these things. We stand there by the green fence. Sab jali, vire jali. That's inside. Who erected, established the green fence? Who? Masjid Nabawi burnt. The year was 886 Hijrah. In 888, Sultan Qatibai, he made great contribution to the Haramain Sharifain. 557 years ago, he established and erected the big green fence you see. I didn't go inside. But people go inside, they tell me. But the king also can't go inside. They only can go to a certain point. After that, you can't go inside. So what is inside and how you go inside? You see, if you come from Babi Jibreel and you enter, you will see a small door there and you will see a lock there. So all these dignitaries and big church, prime ministers, presidents, they enter through there. If you enter through there, then you're entering from the back portion. Not where we read Salat and Salam. So when you enter, so that was the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, Hassanain radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. There's a mihrab there, mihrab is like this, a niche there, arch and so forth. Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi, your ustad also, he spent over 40 years there. He used to like me because he speaks even Arabic, you know. And he came to South Africa several times, so he used to invite me to his house. So one day we were alone, I told him, Sheikh, you went inside. He said, twice I went inside. Then he told me, when Ziaul Haq came, because he's originally Pakistani, so Urdu obviously, and he spent 40 years a big Sheikh, so Arabic, so they wanted Arabic, Hindu, Arabic, Urdu, so they told him to go with Ziaul Haq. That long story short. So if you enter, there's a mihrab there like this. You enter further, then you will see a green gilaf. With green gilaf, brothers going for Hajj, if you're going now in May and then go early. Outside Makkah Mukarramah, there's a place called Masna'ul Kiswa. The Kiswa factory, the gilaf factory. We've been there several times. That time we just go, now there's appointment. Let's just go try the problem. So inshallah, the moody character, sometimes they didn't have a fight with their wife, they'll allow you inside. They had a problem with their wife, they'll say, mafi, mafi, and change you. You know how to come on. So anyway, so we go there, and the hilaf, Kiswa of the Kaaba, Before, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, everything was hand done. Now it's all by machine and so forth. So what happens is, every year they change the kiswa, the villa. And the one day in Medina Munawwara, they with the Hijra Mubarak Aziz, with the Master Ali Sadhguru, clothes, Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, so there is a green cloth. So that they change every 3 years. But it's manufactured there in the same place. You used to go inside us to ask them a lot of questions, you know. So you have one, two good guys, they teach you, they tell you, they give you the gold. Rabban, whatever you call it, the thread, you know. They say, take this, you know. So like that, but he didn't touch the Kaaba as well. But he didn't have to give us, you know. But it's asli gold, but it's not Kali Kali Spaza, like, you know, like South Africa. Anyway, so all these things happen. Now when you go further inside, now there's a wall. Nobody can go beyond that. So what is inside? I want to zoom you inside, to take you inside, to show you. We're standing beside, As-salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wa salam alayka ya Habibullah, As-salatu wa salam alayka ya Nabiyullah. We come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, we say, As-salamu alayka ya Khalifat Rasulullah. We come to Sayyidina Umar Farooq, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'minin. That's why that we are used. And the police don't give you a chance. They say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, move it up. So very short words you must use and move it up. From far you stand and then you read what is in your heart. So we looking at it from that side. The Qibla is southern direction in Medina. So your back is facing that and you're facing the northern direction. So when you face, you will see that. Now what is inside? Inside, you must remember, is a big wall. That wall was established by Nuruddin Zanki. If you go to Syria, you will find that Nuruddin Zanki's Mazar Mubarak is there. His father, Imaduddin Zanki's Mazar is there. But Allah said that didn't. And Salahuddin Ayyubi's Mazar is there in Damascus also, opposite the Umayyad Masjid. So these were the great, great people who liberated Palestine and they defeated the Crusaders. So Nuruddin Zanki is the Amir. He sees in a dream that somebody is causing harm. He sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi alayhi wa sallam is telling him, you have to sort these two people out. He made Mashura and left. Few days time he was there in Medina Munawwara. He invited all the men. But lo and behold, the two people that we have shown, he didn't see them. He asked the people who's left. They said no. But there are two busrooks there and they don't accept anybody's dawah. They were not busrooks, they were busrooks. You know, today you get a lot of types of people. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah wrote a book, Al-Furqan Baina Awliya'i Rahman wa Awliya'i Shaitan. So the difference between the real Awliya'ullah and the Awliya'i Shaitan. So they called them, and these were the two culprits. So he looked at them. He said, what you are doing? They said this. He said, where you live? He said, come, let's go there. They knocked here, looked at. And then certain planks started moving and going, and they saw they were digging a tunnel. Allah forbid, to try and exhume the Jasad al-Athar, the Mubarak body of the Master Ali Sadhguru. They admitted to their crime, they were executed, everything. So that's why Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah, after that, put a whole wall around the whole Mazar Mubarak, and nobody can enter. All the stories that Khadim went there, the king of all stories, nobody can enter beyond that. When you go further inside, is Kumasi. Kumasi is Pentagon. The only Pentagon you brothers know is American Pentagon. We're not speaking of that. Pentagon A is Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he was a Khalifa, 99 to 101. So he said, I want to place something here in Masjid Nabawi for protection, and this was when he was Khalifa, but it must not resemble the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So he made 5 walls. So that's the second one. You go further inside, then is Baytu Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. You go further inside, then you will find the Master alayhi salatu salam is buried there, the court Mubarak of the Master. Where the Master alayhi salam's feet Mubarak are, where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is buried. Where his feet Mubarak, then you find Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is buried. So you must never lose hope. One day we can go inside also. Remember, why you lose hope? You like stories. Where you believe, where then maybe is here, which I don't know. Dr. Solva, we had good contact with one engineer there in Medina Munawwara. So I had to perform Ibrahim Day's, not Ibrahim Day's sister, Ahmed Day's daughter's nikah. And so, so he was there. And I don't know who's who. We just speak. You know, he asked me who's the who I know. So, you know, so he came, he said, Khutbah Jamila. Good lecture you gave. English, he speaks English. So I said, fine, and we spoke to him. I forgot about it. Well, when we went to Medina, the doctor was there, Ahmed Day was there. So he said, I'm going to do you a favor. So I asked, what favor should I do? He said, you see, when the switch over takes place, we'll take the men out, and we'll take the women out, and the men will come in, they in front. So we have 5-6 minutes. So I'm going to get all of you in, and you must all into Riyadhul Jannah. The whole Riyadhul Jannah is for you. So we were 8-10 of us. My nephew, brother in law. I said, very good. So I told them, you stand here, you stand here, you stand there. I stood next to the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, right next to that in Riyadhul Jannah. The way my feet were wobbling, I told them to collapse in salat. This you call a heba, the rob, the awe, A-W-E of the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the mu'jiza of the Master, alayhi salam. Therefore, some ulama say you must never make dua to go inside. But we such, we know we are sinners. If you get the opportunity, we'll go inshallah. So you must make the dua, inshallah, la taqnatu wa rahmatullah. So I finish Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Madina. Aqsa al-Mubarak, every one of you, we know what's going on currently. Why you don't make intention? My student, Hafiz Muhsin Randuri, he left from here with his wife. He contacted me from Dubai. I'm stuck here. The flood's on. I say, nothing will happen. You just go. How he's flying? He's flying from Dubai to Tel Aviv on Emirates. I said, you must do this, do this. They kept them little life. One question they asked him, Muhsin, why you don't have a mustache? I spoke to him. He said, you Sunni or Shia? You know, Jutlas. Every funny question they'll ask. By which airport they'll ask me, why you don't have a mustache? But Jutlas, they must ask you one crooked question. Layyam bi al-sinatim. When they speak like this. You understand with the crooked tongue. Anyway, they went inside, they did everything what they wanted. I told them. Now they in Makkah, they fast and ihram, they're all. Youngsters can do that, why you can't do that? You guys got so much, you understand? Yesterday is well known, big shots here and all this kind of thing. All of you who haven't been to Aqsa Mubarak, you should go. You got enough zakat money, enough lillah money, go see what the children are doing of Aqsa Mubarak. 1992, 15, 16, ulama were invited, 19 came out, things go to Aqsa, but from there I went to Makkah. 1-2 days like this, now what's your age? Oh, you're very big, mashallah. So the, oh, Peter, what's your age? Hey, Abu Huraira, are you here? Mashallah, you're roving ambassador, what's your age? Yeah, they will come here. Abu Huraira, I met him yesterday. They can't see you, Abu Huraira, I want you to stand. Come here. See, this is Abu Huraira, he's my friend, I met him yesterday. Now you see how tall he is. Small lighty, you see that? The children, I bring them all in front. They like stories, you understand? They say, tell us more stories. So when I was doing Aqsa Mubarak, so I'm leaving now. So youngster like him, 9 years old came. I asked him, what's your name? He said, Qa'aqa. Now you see, they keep the names of Mujahideen. I said, we under apartheid, sir, 92. I told you, Qa'aqa, in Arabic, tomorrow we're going back to Middle Africa. You must come with us. We'll enroll you in the morning in the school. And in the afternoon, you go to madrasa. See the answer he gave. 9-year-old boy. He said, Sheikh, you speak about your Junubi Africa. If I live here, who will protect Masjid al-Aqsa? 9-year-old boy got jazba that we want to give our life to Aqsa al-Mubarak. Me and you just hear a cricket going here, our easy breaks. You understand? What are we? Brothers, wake up and understand. The first time in my life I went to Aqsa, 89, was after Hajj, Jordan, and I flew on Al Al, there was no plane. So from Cairo to Tel Aviv. Cut long story short, I reached there, everything, and then we went. So after everything, read Salat, I went to the shop, my wife wanted whatever. So the Sheikh asked me, well, for what you came? I said, for Salat. He said, no business, no ziyar. I said, nothing. I don't even know anything. He was so happy, you know, he took out the frame and gave it to me. فَتَحَهَا عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ وَحَرَّرَهَا صَلَاحُ الدِّينِ وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنِ Conquered in the time of Sayyidina Umar. Liberated in the time of Salahuddin, Saladin the Just. And who will now liberate it? Question mark. I don't know where it will go. Anyway. He said, you came from South Africa to read Salat. Come here, I want to show you something. This is what I want to show you. He went to the police, he gave him such a lecture. He went to the police, big shot. He gave him such a lecture that police also started shaking. He said, this man came from South Africa and you're not showing him Masjid al-Aqsa. In my mind, I'm thinking, so which Masjid I read Salat here? Where is Masjid al-Aqsa? I didn't tell you. He said, open for him Masjid al-Aqsa al-Asli, the original Aqsa. I said, SubhanAllah, I never knew. And he opened the basement right to the bottom. No lights, nothing there. ANC and no current. You know, we have load shedding business. So there was nothing. We had a big torch. He took us inside and he showed us. So next time you go, try and get one sheikh to take you right at the bottom. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. So remember the mihrab, everything you see, not on top, right at the bottom. So many nishanis there. Last 1 minute ago, what are you doing for Gaza, my brother? You saw what our children are doing? You saw what our people are doing? You said, Ya Allah, you're writing on the rocks and on the stones of Gaza that this Ummah and Muslimah, they have not helped us in our time of need. You take them to task and you punish them, Ya Allah. What are you doing for Gaza? What are you doing, I ask you, my brother? Did you even cry one day, today is 203 days for Gaza? Or you became like the Saudis and the Arabs and the Emirates and all of them? Think properly which side we're going. What is our contribution to Gaza? What is our contribution to Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa? If I could help people, tell me I'm AK, I'm too dangerous. I tell them I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. You know AK-255? What? Tell them. Verse number? 255. See, Mu'az is sharp. So AK, I can see verse number 255. Then Jutta says, get that, they take me out. You understand? Step that passport number with the food. You can't come here ever. So, otherwise I should be there a long time. You must remember that. So brothers, my message to you is this. Our Haramain Sharifain ala Ra'asi wal Ayn. Majid al-Aqsa ala Ra'asi wal Ayn. What is your contribution? This Ummah, as long as we live in comfort zone, and we just say, yeah, it's very small. And we carry on with the jutlas, and we carry on with all this, see India what's happening. They're slaughtering our people in our remote areas. Our masajid are being demolished and so. From all your places. You came, your forefathers, so where they came. So my brothers, I beg you, contribute. I didn't come for collection and all that. Contribute, you see Majlisul Ulama, the collective, so contribute there, contribute with people going, and say, this is my contribution to Aqsa al-Mubarak, my contribution to Gaza, we must stand with them. Don't come with all this, they are like this, they're giving their lives to liberate Aqsa, to fulfilling our false kifaya on behalf of this Ummah. May all make Allah Jalla wa'ala liberate Majlisul Aqsa, destroy and decimate these jutlas. You know, every program of mine, even this program, the recording of it, you see, the jutlas. So I say, record what I must hear for you. So you must remember this, you must speak the truth, and we have to liberate our first jutla. May all make Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.